Hey, everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It is me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with CB Gold.
I'm back, people.
You're back. And as well as Gabe Killian from MMA Odds Breakers.
How's it going, everyone?
This guy knows the odds. You are a gambling fool.
That's what's up.
It's been good. We're waiting for the Greg Wilson. We also have Sarah McMahon calling in. If you like the podcast, people, if we entertain you, you can tip us at tipafighter.com. MMA Roasted, Adam Hunter, I have a thing. You could just throw us some tips your way. The more, the better. The more tips you give us, the more shows we could have. If we entertain you, if you want to show your support, if you like what we do, check it out. Also, the MMA Roasted t-shirts will be up on adamhunter.com in the next couple days. And also, if you're going to be in Vegas August 15th to the 21st, I will be at the LA Comedy Club at the Stratosphere. I'll hook you up with comps. Okay, if you're going to be there for UFC 202, I will be there at the Stratosphere shows every night, 8 o'clock every night, Friday two shows, I believe Saturday two shows, and Sunday a show, as well as Tuesday and Wednesday. So that's that. Things are going pretty good, actually. I got a little bit of a Facebook. I got annoyed on Facebook because I was about to, I went on Facebook and I was about to propose to my girlfriend, so I put she said yes. It was actually after I proposed to her girlfriend, or right before I put she said yes, or she was going to, or hanging out with, you know, with like the lady, or something with like the girl. And some guy writes, the girl has a name as his comment. Like, women don't like to be referred to as the girl or the lady. So I unfriended him. I'm like, you know what? I don't need this in my life. You know, I just proposed to. I proposed right afterwards, and then he writes me back. He sends me a private message saying, I got deleted for your friend for that. I was just trying to give you advice. So I wrote him back. I don't remember ever asking you for advice. And then he wrote back, oh, I was just trying to be humorous. And I'm like, really? Because I didn't ask you for a joke either. Like, no, dude. Like, it's it. Okay, that's it. So, you know, that's the whole thing. Everyone just wants to give me advice. It's like when I go home for like, you know, Thanksgiving. The good thing, I haven't been in New York in a while, and I, you know, it's always nice seeing your family and stuff. But one of the things that I used to hate was I would go eat like Thanksgiving or Passover or some type of holiday with the family, and they would always say, why don't you go on Howard Stern? Or why don't you go on Letterman? Or hey, why don't you get on Saturday Night Live? As if I'd ever thought of those things, or I don't want to do those things. Or hey, if anybody wants to go on those shows, they could just sign right up. It's just, that's fucking annoying. You know?
When your dentist told you Jimmy Fallon was in town, like, ah, shit, I missed him. Oh, fuck.
It's the worst.
Like,
I know. And then I sit there and I just bite my tongue and I get annoyed. And then I'm like, and when you keep biting your tongue and not responding, is when you get older. That's when you actually age. Like, that's a good thing about being a comedian, is that you just speak your mind. That's why comedians often look young sometimes, the ones that don't drink and do drugs and everything else at night, because I get it all out. But unfortunately, in life, you have to kind of just, you kind of have to just sit and whatever. So, that was annoying. And a good news, so the cats that I saved, that mama cat, and now there's four cats in my bathroom. They're actually eating on their own. I'm excited. I'm going to be adopting them out pretty soon. It was crazy that, like, I didn't know this. My vet told me. So one cat came out totally black. The other ones came out, like, striped. And the vet said that means that they have different fathers.
Oh, shit.
You could actually have different fathers as an animal and still, you know, that's just, that could happen. It could be great if, like, people, could that happen with
no,
people?
No, that'd be fucking horrible.
That would be
like,
great.
Like, imagine your girlfriend's fucking pregnant, and then all of a sudden she's like, it's twins! And it comes out, and one's white, one's black, and you're like, wait a minute.
I think that
would
be pretty.
What have you been doing?
Well, that would be annoying, but I think Maury would be great. He'd be like, you are the father! You are the father! You're the father! And then
now you get to fucking crisscross which one's like a fucking SAT test. Which one matches the closest?
Or you say, you are not the father, and the guy curses off four people, like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I'm telling you, I think that would be pretty cool. So, anyway, how are you doing?
But what
CB?
If they just get bigger and bigger until they pop, and then everything just fucks up? It's like a cartoon.
What are you talking about?
Like, if you impregnate the girl once, And then you keep going. You're like, she's pregnant. So you go again. And then you go again. And then you go again. You got a 110-pound girlfriend that now weighs like 265.
Oh, she's like, this baby's doing 4 months. This one's doing six months.
That is kind of weird how they all came out the same day. Yeah. But I guess they all got pregnant the same day. Maybe that
must
chick
have been a gangbang.
It must have, right? Or
kitty gangbang.
Kitty Bukkake or something. Yeah.
Just, maybe that's why you haven't seen The Father, because all of them talk to each other and they're like, she's in the dumpster. Let's get the fuck out of here. There's no evidence. That you can't really run DNA on cats.
Hold on one sec. This is Greg Wilson. Greg, where are you? Yeah, I know. Like when I told you, hey man, 5 to 7 today. That's kind of meant like come 5 to 7. And you, can you make it here now? All right, don't worry. All right, next Tuesday, 5 to 7. All right, thanks, man. Bye. See, that's what, now you guys know.
You give him enough fair notice, you give him a 5-day notice, and then when he doesn't show up, you're like, you son of a bitch.
So you guys listening to the podcast, now you know what I deal with. So this is why Tip a Fighter is good, because you realize that this is what I got to deal with. I get, oh, dude, I didn't know. I forgot. I totally spaced it. It's like,
wasn't he here 2 days ago?
He was here 2 days ago. You were here when I said 5 to 7.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, okay, cool. That way I'll be here for an hour or something. And I said, no problem. So yeah, that's what I got to deal with. All right. Anyway, that being said, CB, what's going on with you?
Not much, man. Just
you couldn't make it Tuesday. Where were you?
Handling business. We'll put it that way. I'm not really going to put some shit on the air of what was going on, but I had to handle business. Not personal, actual business. But no, everything's good, man. Hanging out with the pups. Been at the house for the last week.
What the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean? What are you, a hitman? What are you handling business?
Maybe I am.
What
maybe
did you
I
do?
A hitman.
What did you? No offense, but you'd be the worst fucking hitman.
Not necessarily. Greg said I could find fucking any. We've discussed I could have found Bin Laden. So I don't know. Maybe
you would
really
ask for
good
his autograph before you killed him, though.
Yeah, last autograph ever. That's like $1,000 right there. What are you, crazy?
So what kind of business were you handling?
I had to handle a financial business with. Something that I'm working on right now.
Is it the tattoo parlor?
Yes.
Okay, so that's all right.
I just don't.
All right.
Okay. I don't discuss things until they're done. Just like you're not supposed to tell people you're pregnant until the first like whatever is over. I don't discuss things till they're finished.
Are you in a bidding war with a different tattoo?
Why would you say that?
Because my sister fucking yelled at me when she got pregnant years ago. Like, you can't tell anybody for like 8 weeks.
I know,
like,
but you know that you know I lost my girl had a miscarriage. Why would you say that?
Because that's just what I was discussing for my own personal situation.
All right, go on. Okay, so what else happened? So, okay, so you have business. All right, so, and Gabe, what's going on with you?
Just doing comedy, writing for the site, making it happen.
Thanks, Gabe. All right, so now let's talk about some fights this week. First of all, Invicta. I love Invicta. I think Invicta is a great product. I think the females, they really, I can't say enough about how fun I had at the Invicta event. I brought people that never even been to an MMA event before, and they loved it too. However, I do believe they are not doing a great job with advertising, especially for this event. I would say I am a hardcore MMA fan. And I barely know about this event. Shannon, come on, let's get this. We have to, it's weird, right? It's just not been. They had their weigh-ins at like a Baskin Robbins or something. It was strange. Come on, Shannon, you have a good product. People will get behind it. I know you have a very big lesbian fan base. You have a MMA fan base, but we gotta expand it.
I know, okay. Man. No one knows the fights are going on this weekend.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
I think Kansas City was a bad decision for them. I think they need to be, in a smaller market. Well, in terms of them being in a smaller market, like, they had the Vegas card at the Tropicana, two events in Costa Mesa recently that we were both at. And, I think that's where more people are paying a little bit more attention. And this card actually has a lot of good fighters on it. But like you said, nobody knows it's happening. And it's tomorrow.
All right, so tell us who's on the card.
There's no title fights, but there is a number one contender fight, possibly more than one. The main event is Jody Escobel, who people saw try to get into the house on the most recent season of The Ultimate Fighter.
Oh, what, she lost?
She lost getting in. She trains with Dan Henderson. I think she's Hendo's crew, and she's going against Alexa Grasso,
who's tough. Now she just lost to Angela Hill, right?
No. That's Olivia Souza. Grasso was injured out of the Tropicana card, but this fight, the winner of this fight will fight
Angela
Hill.
Is Grasso undefeated?
Yeah, she beat Mizuki Inoue, who's like also a UFC caliber strawweight.
Okay.
And so Inoue is on the card too this weekend.
And has Grasso lost yet or no?
No, undefeated.
Undefeated from Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, did she beat Deanna Bennett? Who did she beat? She beat somebody. Maybe I'm getting her confused with the girl, with the other one.
Olivia Souza beat Deanna Bennett when we were there.
Souza.
Body kick.
Is it Andrea Lee who she beat?
She beat Andrea, okay. Who did she beat? All right, so that's a good fight.
They pulled one of their bigger draws the other day, which was Irene Aldana, who knocked out Jessamyn Duke at the Vegas card.
Right.
I think it was the end of
May. Why did they pull her?
There was a couple injuries, so they had to reshuffle. And then one of the fights, Christine Stanley stepped in on 3 days' notice.
I like her. She came to my show in San Diego. She's
tough,
a little badass.
Alliance chick. Her fight with Shannon Sinn was really good.
She's a fun, lesbian, badass chick. Loves cats. I like her. I like that girl. She's a cool chick.
My bad. It was Alita Gray who Alexa Grasso beat.
Okay, Alita Gray. Yes, thank you. You're fired, Gabe. You're totally done. All right, so who else on this card?
You got Cindy Dandois.
I love her.
Against Jessamyn Duke.
Ooh!
It's a tough fight.
And Jessamyn could definitely win this fight.
She could. She's on a tough skid, though. She hasn't won in a while. I don't think she's won in Invicta.
Or the UFC.
Or the UFC. So it's a tough matchup for her, but I'm looking... I can never go against Jessamyn. She's such a sweetheart. But
Cindy on her feet is not good. However, on the ground, she's a monster. She's really good on the ground. She beat Megan Anderson on the ground.
That's a big feather in her cap.
And she's Cindy's tough. She's tough. She beat someone else. And she's been on the show before. She loves black dudes. She wanted to bang Anthony Johnson so bad. She was seeking,
oh, that was her?
Yeah, she was she was seeking him out. So this chick, you know. So so Cindy Dandois versus Jessamyn Duke. Wow. Now Jessamyn, you know, she does not want to get cut from Invicta, because if you get cut from Invicta, where do you go?
I got Cindy in that fight, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Jessamyn has not looked good in a long time.
And Cindy trains with Extreme Couture. She trains with Misha. She's kind of hot. Yeah. She has that like weird Dutch thing going. She's very cool, very Christian.
What do you think about the tattoos Jessamyn's gotten lately?
I don't know. On her, I don't know.
She got a pretty intro.
Normally, I like sleeves on like strippers and like, you know. Speaking of which, we did a show off track. So Tuesday night at the Dime Bar. Okay, we get there. It's one of the hardest crowds ever. And it just goes to show you, because Monday night, I felt like the greatest comic ever. After with the Ron White, the 9 applause breaks, just killed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, how did that go with him, Jeff Ross?
It was awesome. It was a murderer's row, and I felt like people were high-fiving me before I even left the place. They were getting out of their chairs to give me high fives.
So you got a performance bonus.
As I left. Now, cut to Tuesday night at Dime Bar. Just blank stares. I mean, granted, I know a lot of the crowd, so it's always hard for me because they've seen a lot of my jokes before, so I'm doing new jokes. It's untested. It was a couple of parents from the wrestling team, which is always weird because I'm always thinking that they're like, this is who we're trusting our kids with for 4 hours a week, you know? And plus, they always have a weird... It was just a tough crowd. Then there was a guy in the front who lost his arm to cancer who was a comedian. And comedians... I hate when comics sit in the front of comedy shows because they never laugh, they're studying, they're judging, which is what they should be doing, and they're totally partial audience members. They're not giving you a good look. And how do you tell a guy with one arm to get the fuck out of his chair? It was like one of those things where it was tough for me because and then great comics were having a tough time. Comics who have like current Netflix specials on right now were just going down in flames. Now there's this porn star who does comedy. What's her name? Sylvia Sage. She's pretty damn funny. She was a comic first, then she became a porn star, and she was actually really good. I seen her do comedy.
I've been thinking about making that transition myself.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh no. So she was actually in the crowd, and then she brought Tory Lanez and some other porn star chick. And then all of a sudden the crowd was great because they sat in the front. They replaced the people that weren't laughing. They were laughing at everything. Greg Wilson went on murder. I felt like a great comic again. And it was funny because Gabe came up to me afterwards and he's like, and I didn't put Gabe on. I've given Gabe spots there before, but he wasn't booked. And he's like, yo, man, I got comedy blue balls. I'm like, why? He's like, dude, there were all those porn stars there. And then I was like, oh, shit, I probably should have. I would have given you 5 minutes had I known that's what you were thinking. It wasn't that you wanted to get on stage. You wanted to get on stage in front of the porn stars, you little fuck. It was pretty damn funny. But CB was there.
You had a hell of a heckler in the front side row, too, though.
Who do we have?
The dude with the, I think he's a porn star.
Oh, the gay porn star?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a gay porn star on the front, too.
He was heckling a few people. He was getting into, I think it was Greg said a little bit.
Yeah.
And somebody mentioned mushrooms, and he just went crazy and was talking about going to the zoo.
No, that was
shit.
Another guy.
That was a different guy.
That was his friend, but there was a gay porn star
there.
Oh,
okay.
I told him to take a load off his face.
That was hilarious.
And, it was fun. Look, man, it's one of those things that, like, I do the dime bar, and then every set after that just becomes so much easier because it's a tough crowd. Now, back to Invicta. So we're talking about Jessamyn Duke and girls with tattoos. I don't mind tattoos on chicks. I think normally when a girl has tattoos on her sleeves, there's something kind of badass about that. And usually girls put out. And it's just fun when you have girls with tattoos like that. However, I don't know. There's something Jessamyn Duke just doesn't do it for me as far as like chicks that like I would go for. I don't know what it is. She's a very attractive girl. I just don't like.
I feel like I was really into her when she was on The Ultimate Fighter, but now, not really.
Yeah,
she kind of went through a little change.
I don't know.
The half sleeve I like, and not like. I mean, I find her attractive, but her half sleeve is actually very well done.
Now you got another tattoo since the show? Have you gotten one or two more?
Since when? Since the last time I was on?
Yeah.
It's technically one piece, but it's separated into two parts.
Yes. What did you get?
I got tattoos on my foot that says love, hate, and hate, love.
Love,
hate on one foot and hate, love on the other.
Now, and why did you get that?
Because, I get tattooed a lot, especially around my birthday. Every year, I get a new tattoo.
When's your birthday?
A week from Saturday.
Oh, wow.
So I went in and... I'll be honest, I went in, I think, Monday night, as I normally go to the tattoo shop on Monday nights, and I started it, and I had to tap out about halfway through, because it was like...
It hurt so bad.
I hadn't eaten, and I didn't sleep well and whatnot, and so it was like, to the point where I was like, yeah, I can't finish this right now. I felt like I was going to throw up, which doesn't happen often for me, but it did happen that night. So then, Tuesday when I missed the show to go handle some business... After all that, he's like, you want to finish? I'm like, fuck it. Let's do it. And I had enough time to get it done. And when I showed up at the dime bar, I was still bandaged up, but I put socks on so you couldn't really tell because we're using this new kind of bandage that it's not an actual, like,
right.
Whatever it is. So I was walking on it for like 3 hours after it was done. And then when I got home, I mean, my feet are still bruised. Right now.
All right, okay, got it. Now, who else is on this card?
Megan Anderson is fighting, right?
Against she's fighting Peggy Morgan.
She's going to kill Peggy Morgan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree. And I think what Invicta's thinking is if Megan wins this fight, she gets Cyborg for the belt. I mean, demolished her last two. We were there. Dude.
Yeah,
I mean,
but I don't think she's ready for Cyborg.
I asked her after the last one. I'm like, are you ready for her? And she's like, no, I may need one or two more. And I think she undervalues her abilities. I think she's ultra talented. Cyborg is a very stiff test. But, you know, Cyborg mentioned, I want to defend my title. That's why she turned down the fight with Jermaine Duran to me.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't understand Cyborg. I mean, that's just weird to me. I mean, Cyborg, fight the best girls out there. I understand you want to keep your title and Invicta and yada, yada, yada. But you got the call to the big show. You said you made 140.
She can't make 135, though.
I think she can.
She said she had to go an extra, like, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks training camp of cutting just to make 140, and it was rough.
She actually went like 139 or something, right?
Yeah, 139.
But there are enough girls in the UFC that will fight at 140 for her.
Well, she has said, you know, Ronda's not champ, Misha's not champ, Holly's not champ. Somebody has to come meet me in the middle, and, you know, Ronda always said, I'm not going to meet you, but Cyborg made a good point. All these girls originally started at 145.
Right.
And then went down. So, you know, it's a tough position for her, but now she's trying to get Dana to start a 145 division in the UFC, which...
All right, who else is on the card?
Mizuki Inoue, like Gabe had mentioned. And then the only other big name is Aspen Ladd. There's a lot, like you could see, a lot of these girls do not even have Wikipedia pages, girls I've never heard of. So it's a tough card for them, and to push it in Kansas City.
I told Shannon last time, I said, you need a reality show, even if it's on YouTube, some type of thing to get people behind that. We have to put a face with these girls. Otherwise, it's just chick fighting that we watch once every 5 months. We don't get to know them. We don't get to know that Peggy Morgan is a teacher. We don't get to know that Megan Anderson came from Australia and is now living in Missouri. And
they should
definitely do a
Fight Pass show.
Right. We don't get to know that Roxanne Modafari studies in you know, Japan and did all this. That stuff will get people attracted. I mean, Roxanne Modafari still has fans from The Ultimate Fighter because people liked her. And she didn't win The Ultimate Fighter. She got her ass kicked in a lot of those Ultimate Fighter fights. But people associated, like, oh, there's that nerdy girl that lives next door that's a bookworm, that's cute, and yada, 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 and a cute little funky way, and that's what they like about her, and that's what they got to do with these girls. Now I just got told that Justin Scoggins didn't make weight against Ian McCall. That sucks for Ian.
He didn't make it to the weigh-ins. He knew he wasn't going to make
that
weight.
Sucks. I mean, that's just a shitty thing. I was looking forward to that fight. That fight had fireworks all over it.
They should just do Wilson Hayes and Ian McCall now.
They should, but then who is Wilson fighting?
This new guy, Hector Sandoval.
Yeah, but then what do you do with that guy?
Pay the guy show money, and he gets paid.
Maybe. That would be a good fight. I think that's a harder fight for Ian, actually. A much harder fight.
Of course.
And, yeah, big time.
You know, he's training for Justin. That sucks. Now, we're going to call Sarah McMahon right now. I love Sarah McMahon.
Are we going to ask her to be the first entrant into the Miss MMA Roasted competition?
Yes, we will ask her that. I love Sarah McMahon. Good, cool, fun, sweet girl. This is weird. We don't have Joe Perez. He's actually getting his tonsils out right now. So he's not here.
Maybe he should stop eating buttholes of old women. That's the music I was talking about with Tony Ferguson. If you don't re-up your ring bag.
Hello, Sarah McMahon.
Hi, what's going on?
How's it going? It's Adam Hunter, CB Gold, and Gabe Killian. You're on the MMA Roasted Podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I got a little beef with you, Sarah McMahon.
Oh my God, are we going to have to fight?
Yes. So, here's what happened. So, CB Gold sees you at Invicta and says to me, hey, Sarah McMahon really told me to tell you that she says hi. She wants to see how you are, yada, yada. She went out of her way to say that you say hi to me. Can't wait to see you at the fight on Saturday. So, even though I am engaged now, you know, I was still kind of having like, okay, Sarah McMahon's a fun, hot girl, good fighter, great butt. So I see you at Invicta, and I'm like, hey, Sarah. And you go, I gotta catch my bus, and storm off. It was like, I felt like a huge groupie, right? So then.
No!
Then in Vegas, right, you text me, hey, Adam, I'm coming to your show on Thursday. I'm like, great. I was all excited. I told everyone you're going to be there. You know, I was all. And then you no-show. You totally ghost me. Then you text me, sorry, couldn't make it, LOL. I'll see you on Sunday. And then you didn't come on Sunday either. So what's going on?
First of all, I don't write LOL.
All right. Okay. All right. So that didn't happen.
No. Okay. So I suck. I just got in on Thursday. And I was on a different time zone, and I was exhausted. So I was like, I really have to pass out. Like, I'm sorry. But on Sunday, I'm just an idiot, and I totally forgot. Like, I definitely didn't do anything whatsoever, and I would have loved to have come, but I just completely forgot about it because I get hit in the head a lot. I definitely should move my head more.
Right. Okay. I will accept that. I accept your apology.
Who are you? Who are you engaged to?
I'm engaged to Brianne, Brianna Collier. I call her Bree for short. She's beautiful, blonde.
Congratulations.
Thank you. She's fun, sweet,
you're welcome.
Smart, so cool. So I'm very happy. Very, very happy.
That's awesome. I'm excited.
I know
for
you're
you.
Jealous. I'm sorry.
I am. I was slow playing it. I was playing hard to get with the show. So yes. I missed my opportunity.
It's okay. Listen, I know that, you know what happened. It was a bad timing. You were dating an 18-year-old guy last time.
And then barely legal. That's how I like him.
Yeah, back when I was single, and then you dumped him because he was an amateur and you're a pro. And then I got taken
in so many ways you don't even know.
Yes.
I'm just joking.
So, by the way, congrats on your latest win over Jessica I. That was awesome.
Thank you.
I think you might have another bone to pick with her there.
What's that?
Because last time she was on the show, when you had the press conference,
yes,
they were really nice to each other. But then during the fight, Brian Stan was saying that they were talking crap.
You're absolutely right, Gabe. Thank you for pointing that out. On the show, our show, you guys were like fucking lipstick lesbians scissoring each other. And then Brian Stan said you guys had like all this animosity. I'm like, where was that animosity during our press conference?
Go back and look at any... Oh, we didn't go to the press conference, but if you look at the interviews, you definitely don't see any animosity on my part.
Yeah, right. I think Stan was making that up, right?
No, I think that she was saying different things about me before the fight. But I didn't hear about this. I don't ever read interviews. I go into a fight with a clean slate. I don't like anything to mess with my head at all. So, but then I heard later, like, they're like, my friends were like, man, I can't believe she said this about you and that. And I was like, what? Like, I had no idea. So maybe it was on her end, but.
Yeah, I mean, it was. There. Look, I got to be honest, it wasn't fight of the year.
it wasn't fight of my freaking career either. I understand that.
However, I
looked back on the fight too. Like, I was doing what I could to close distance, but.
I had money on you, so I was happy with the game plan.
I really even exposed myself pretty much sometimes to try to engage, and it really was difficult.
Do you think it was one of those things where you needed a win? You know, you came off that tough loss to Nunez. You were like, let's get the win. Okay, we win ugly. Let's get the fuck out of here. We got the win. We're back up here. We're back in contender status. And then next fight, we'll put on a big show if we have to.
No, what it was a case of was that I knew she wanted to counter-strike me, so I didn't anticipate that she would keep backing up and not engaging. I thought at some point she's going to pick her times to come in and engage. But if you look at, like, I pushed the entire action, but I wasn't going to foolishly do it. You know, I wasn't going to get in there and walk into straight hard punches.
Right.
So, I mean, really looking back in hindsight, I should have incorporated a lot more kicks, you know, closing the distance. But I really thought she's more of a brawler. So going into it, I thought she would be engaging more and using her striking. So I was, like, a little thrown off by that, especially in the third round. I clearly won the first two rounds. But by the third round, I thought, okay, my coaches even tell me. They're, like, in my ear. They're like, okay, she's going to come after you now. And I'm like, okay, you know, like, I'm going to make sure. And it never happened. So I was like, I mean, I was less prepared for an opponent who was backing up and not engaging. But I've come back and I'm already like, okay, if that happens to me ever again, I do have kicks prepared. I do have entries to force now. Because I wanted a more exciting fight, and I was trying to make it a more exciting fight. But you can't do that. Even, you know, like other people watching the fight, they were like, no, you were taking all the risks. You were taking all the chances, you know, like, but I can't, you know, if we had a smaller cage, it might've been a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, no, it definitely just seemed like it was, you know, one of those things. It was like, you know, you use your wrestling, you won the fight, and it was kind of a bad matchup on paper for both of you. And I agree. Something was off on her part. that night. And, you know, she's fighting Betch Kahaya in Cleveland. So I think, you know, she's got to get up for that, you know. I think she could actually redeem herself in Cleveland. So,
yeah. I'm super ticked because I don't have a fight scheduled. I know that, like, a lot of the girls that I want to fight that are in, the, like, the top five, they were – I had to wait a little bit for them to fight. But how do you lose a fight and get another one scheduled? Like, I'm basically, like, pounding on their door begging for a fight, you know, so –
Yeah, no, that is, by the way, yeah, we got to work on your call-out skills, by the way. So after the fight, your call-outs go, hey, I would really like a chance, please, thank you so much, hope everyone has a great day. It was way too nice. Come on, this is...
No, that's not... Okay, first of all, that fight that I fought, I'm an honest person. That fight doesn't say, give me a title shot.
Yeah, but nobody knows that. You know? Who cares? The fight's over, you won.
They do know that. Yeah, they do know that. So I would have an exciting fight against Misha. That's for sure.
Right.
But that fight didn't say I would. Now, the fight between Misha and I, if you watch that, that shows that I will have an exciting fight against her. But my fight against Jessica, like, it didn't really say it as much. And so, like, I mean, I'm...
Yeah, but you know what? It's like, you know what, though? My dad always told me, my dad's always like, Adam... No matter how bad you think you did on stage, when you leave the stage, you act like you just murdered and killed. Because people out there don't know that you had a bad set, and then you're going to tell them you had a bad set. And I think the same can be said for you. Like, okay, fine. Okay, the fight was over. It wasn't the greatest fight. You got the win. You beat Jessica Ai, who's a top 10 girl. At one point, she was a number 2 or 3 contender in the world. You dominated her. You won the fight, okay? It's a big feather in your cap. Whether you won ugly or one thing, you're a silver medalist wrestler. You've been to the top. All right. Now, let's say Sarah McMahon. Let's say your daughter. You have a daughter or a son?
Daughter.
Oh, you have a daughter, right? Let's say your daughter keeps running into the street, right? And you say, get back in the street. She does it again. After the fifth time, how do you sound?
Yeah, a lot more aggressive, obviously.
Well, that's what we gotta have. I was like 5 times. Motherfucker, give me that fucking title shot. Like, that's what we gotta have.
That'll never happen. Even if I have to go slower to earn my way, I want my fighting skills to speak for me. I'll never be obnoxious like that. I don't want to be that.
Man, it's too bad. It's too bad me and you both aren't single, because we could have worked on role playing. I could have had this down pat. Hello? All right, listen. So, all right. So, yes, Sarah McMahon. So, now, what about you and Misha? I think that's a good fight right now. I mean, Misha's, because right now, the champ, you know, I think that the UFC would give you a fight. Or what about Holly? Actually, you're coming on a win, though. So, what about you versus that girl? What about you versus Carolina, the girl that beat Holly? What's her name?
Valentina Shevchenko.
What about you and Valentina?
That's exactly who I asked for, Juliana Pena and Valentina. Because I don't know which one would get a title shot, but the other one's schedule will be completely free.
Did you tag them on Twitter?
No, I did not. I wrote an article. I did an interview.
No one's gonna read this article. Listen, you gotta go at Dana White, at Sean Shelby. Please let me beat at Pena, at Valentina. Okay, and then they'll respond and be like, "Hell, you can't beat me." And then you go, "Yes, I can." And they'll go, "Your boyfriend's a loser." And then you say, "Fuck, I fucking blew him." And then he'll say, "Adam has a big cock." I'm telling you, this will happen.
Okay, I'll take your advice.
Honestly,
yeah, I'll say no. I look at the new rankings are out, and Valentina's ranked higher, so I'm suspecting she'll get the title shot. So, I would love to fight both those girls. But if they're going to get the title shot to Valentina, then I want to fight Pena.
Yeah, but they don't want to fight you. Here's why. Number one, your wrestling is unmatched. Your wrestling is so high level.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry that I'm good at something, and that means that you don't want to fight me. But I can't very well say, oh, this girl's striking is really good. I don't want to fight her.
No, I'm just saying how they're looking at it, and that's why you have to be more vocal on like Twitter.
Yeah, this is I'm ruthless about it. This is your job. you're a professional fighter in the best organization, the highest ranking organization for women's fighting. Whoever they put in front of you, you should have prepared to eventually fight them. So they should have been doing stuff to prevent my wrestling from beating them. And if they didn't, they can't just dodge me. They have to pay the consequences. If I don't improve on my striking, I pay the consequences against a good striker.
Right.
But I'm paying my jiu-jitsu. Like, there's no way for me to dodge that, and I'm not dodging it. So they should not be able to dodge me.
I agree. Now, who do you think's going to win, by the way? Ashley Evans or Jermaine Durandamé?
I think Ashley Evans, because I think that her striking is tough, and, you know, her wrestling background can put the fight where she wants it to be. You know, Jermaine still is gaining ground in her, you know, in the ground game, but I think Ashley's wrestling background will help her, you know, just stay in the position that she wants to be in and keep the fight where she wants it.
Now, what happened to your teammate? He didn't make weight?
I don't know. So I've been trying to contact my coaches, but one of my, I had another reporter text me and ask me about it. And I was like, last I knew, like, he put out a video. I just saw an interview that he did. So I have no idea. Is it released? Is that what's going on?
I think it's confirmed. So Scoggins didn't make weight, right?
Yeah, Scoggins pulled from the fight due to weight cutting issues is the headline.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's not even weigh-ins yet. How can he miss weight? Like, everybody missed weight right now.
It was. I know. I mean, I think he probably just broke. You know, that's probably just what happened.
Well,
in my uninformed opinion, you know.
Yeah.
So
I know that he's 5'7", so he's definitely tall for the division. And I've been around him since he was a kid. He definitely. 25 is not easy for him to make, you know, so I know that, but I didn't know that he officially scored from the fight for weight cutting. Like, I thought he was on track.
By the way, one of your teammates, the guy who was a pro wrestler, who you came to my show with?
Tanner?
Tanner, he's in love with you. You know that, right?
No, he's not in love with me.
I see the way he looks at you. He is in love with you.
He's one of my closest friends. And he just went Facebook official with his girlfriend. So.
Oh, okay, all right. But maybe, okay.
But we are super close friends. He's a great teammate. He's a super hard worker. Like, we have great respect for each other. But he's also 25. He's a little baby.
Oh, that's perfect for you. Now, are you single again or no?
I am single.
No. Are you on Tinder or Bumble or?
No. I mean, like, I stay focused on fighting, you know, but, like, I meet guys. There's, like, attractive guys around. So, you know, I kind of have crushes here or a little thing there. But unless someone's super awesome, I just don't try to get too involved.
Now, do guys see your arms and get intimidated? Because if I saw your arms, I would think two pumps and I'm done. Like, is that what happens?
No. Usually the guys that are attracted to me are also, like, pretty fit. You know, like, it's something that's pretty important to them, or, you know, like, not necessarily a fighter, but somebody who, like, taking care of their body is really important, typically, you know? So
nice.
They're not intimidated.
Gotcha. All right, so the fight this weekend. Robbie Lawler versus Tyron Woodley. According to this guy, Gabe, who works for MMAoddsbreakers.com, he's telling me a lot of late money is coming in on Tyron Woodley, right?
Yeah.
So, who do you think's going to win?
Oh, my gosh. That's tough. I mean, like, it really, I mean, God, that boils down to if Tyron really can get it to the ground. And Robbie has shown some phenomenal takedown defense, but I'm going to tell you, out of, like, wrestler loyalty, I have to pick Tyron. I mean, just because that's, you know,
Robbie was a wrestler too,
for a really long time.
Robbie wrestled also.
What?
Robbie was a wrestler in high school.
I know it's hard. It's really difficult because I know Robbie and I know Tyron, and, like, I think they're both really, really good fighters. And so, I mean, like, I hate when people put me in these positions whenever I like both fighters.
Well, yeah, but that's, hey, listen, if you want to be an analyst, which I think you could be in wrestling and MMA, you're going to be put in this position a lot. So you got to
I know this.
Right.
So I mean, I'll stick with Tyron.
Now, how many fighters have hit on you?
I don't keep count.
A lot, huh?
I mean, it's hard to tell because I'm super oblivious. Like, I don't know when somebody's just being nice or actually hitting on me. Like, they have to make it, like, super blatant where I'm like,
how many female fighters?
The funniest thing was when I was dating, Gina Danger, we ran into Sarah and she was like, can I touch your butt? And Sarah goes, are you a lesbian? And she goes, no. And she goes, okay. And let her touch her butt, which was like the funniest thing ever, because I would never be like, somebody was like, can I touch your dick? I'm like, are you gay? No. All right, grab away.
She didn't grab. She just like ran her hand out.
Caressed.
Yeah, she just. So, yeah, how many female fighters hit on you?
How many female fighters hit on me?
Yeah.
Well, most of them usually, I mean, like, most girls can tell that I'm straight.
So male fighters, they have to be like, they're like, hey, can you tell if I'm wearing a cup? Check. Is that what they say? Or?
No. I'm largely oblivious to it, so I'm just like, oh my god, like, I was hanging out with this person and they were so super cool to me and they invited me here. And they're like, Sarah, they're hitting on you. I'm like, no, they just want to be good friends. They're like, oh, Sarah.
Here's a tip for me, Sarah. Unless they're gay or in a relationship, they're usually not trying to be good friends. And even if they are in a relationship, they're trying to get you to do some kind of freaky shit with them.
Yeah.
So you got to be really careful. But luckily, you can handle yourself.
Yeah. I just don't think like that. Like, even if they were like, oh, hey, do you want to come to this place? I'm like, that's a great idea. And I'm turning around to all my friends and be like, hey, we're going here, you know? So, unintentionally, I ruin game all the time.
Female fighters, though, like, I've dated a couple, and they're like strippers who can kick ass. They're normally chicks with emotional issues. And they're cool. They're cool as shit, but I would much rather be friends with them than date them ever again. Because, I mean, talk about moody. Holy shit, you girls are moody. Am I right?
I mean, I think most girls are. It's just the repercussions from a fighter is a lot more terrifying, I think.
Yeah, but then you add in cutting weight, and you add in practice, and then if I talk about fighting, like, I don't know. It's like me dating a comic or a girl who loves comedy, and then she wants to tell me how Dane Cook's her favorite comic, and then I dry up, you know? I'm like, just, my vagina goes way fucking... Way sandy, you know? So, forget that. Now, Rose Namajunas versus, well, how do you say this?
Carolina Kowalkiewicz.
Who wins this fight?
I'm a Rose Namajunas fan, so I gotta go with Rose.
This other girl's
I'm a
undefeated.
Fan of hers. I think she's awesome.
Other girl beat Randa Markos, beat Heather Jo Clark, undefeated, from Poland, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Dude, what's up with these European fighters? They're like, they're female European striking seems like it's on a different level.
If this chick wins the fight, it's going to be her against Joanna, two Polish undefeated Polish strikers. It's going to be crazy, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That would be pretty crazy.
That's a big if.
That's a big if? Oh, that's a big if. I don't know. Rose Namajunas. I mean, Carla Esparza beat her in, what, one round? Or no, three
rounds?
No,
it was three rounds, and she wrestled her.
Yeah.
It's not going to go that
way.
Hey,
don't say it like that.
I personally think I like Carolina.
It's an Olympic
fight.
Sport, dude.
It's an Olympic sport, wrestling.
No, I know, but I'm saying you're comparing Carla to Carolina, and it's different styles.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I said that he was comparing Carolina to the way Carla beat her, and Carla beat her with wrestling, where Carolina's a striker. I wasn't downing wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, Jake Ellenberger versus Matt Brown. We got to go for Ellenberger. He's our old co-host, one of my best friends, great dude. It's going to be tough, though.
How did you even ask me?
I mean, he's 1-17 in his last 18 fights. So he's got to win this fight.
So I can't say, like, simply because Dick Ellenberger is really, he's a very good fighter. And I have tremendous respect for Matt Brown. Like, he's something I like to watch. He's a stone cold killer. Like, that guy will just keep coming, and he's just so intense. I love the way he fights. I would not fight that way personally, but I love watching him fight, you know. But Dick Ellenberger has a tremendous amount of talent, too. So, I mean, I really, that's so difficult to call.
But by the way,
that's a great fight to watch.
By the way, were you surprised at all by the way Misha Nunez fight went down?
Yeah, I definitely was surprised. I knew the first round would be very intense, you know, like, but I was surprised.
I mean, Nunez is looking like a straight killer. Who do you think, now, do you think Ronda is going to come back and then get the title shot like Dana said? Or who should fight Nunez next?
I don't know, but if Ronda comes back, they've made no bones about it that she definitely is going to come back and immediately get a title shot. So, which, when you're the 9-time world champ, you've earned that right, in my opinion.
Isn't Cyborg? Cyborg tweeted out that Ronda's pregnant, right?
Well, whoever's running Cyborg's Twitter.
How the hell did Cyborg know that Ronda was pregnant?
Because she got her pregnant.
exactly. I set you up for that one.
Thank you.
That's the best answer I've heard to that question.
I appreciate. Now, what's up with Invicta? I love Invicta. I will support Invicta. I go to the fight. I tweet about it. But they are doing a horrible marketing campaign. I love Shannon. I've had her on the show. But nobody knows that this fight's taking place tomorrow night. Even the girls fighting are not even sure.
No, what? You're right. One of my friend who fights for Invicta just told me about it. And I was like, no way, I didn't even know. And usually I run across it in my feed. You know, like, normally I know when the Invicta show is happening. But I agree with you. I really didn't know. So I'm not sure why this one wasn't, like, maybe marketed the same or... Maybe I just don't follow some of the girls, and maybe they're newer girls, and I don't follow them that are on the show. But, yeah, I agree. I did not know until just recently that there was a show tonight. And I like to follow Invicta. I think they have great fighters.
I mean, you were in Invicta, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, they match things up extremely well. They take fighters and match them up and make exciting fights.
Yeah, I like Julie. I like the girl who makes – who's the new
– Caitlin Young.
Caitlin Young. I love Shannon.
Yeah, yep.
I'm all for girl power. I don't even look at it like, I know our co-host Greg is like, oh, about hot chicks. I look at it as straight athletes, great fighters, but they need to do something where you can associate the face with the girl. And that's not happening. It doesn't, and that's Bellator's mistake, World Series mistake, Titans mistake. You got to get a YouTube show or something where I know who the fuck these girls are. You know, because a lot of them are, like Tanya Evinger. I mean, you have a champ that does construction during the week, is on Tinder, is banging models. Is like,
dude, you want to know something crazy?
What the hell she does? I mean, she's way more of a dude than I am, and she's hilarious. And you could market the fuck out of her.
Outgoing as you come.
But no one knows about it.
You want to know something funny about Tanya that I've been finding out on Twitter for the last 3 days? She's been posting, I have free tickets to Invicta. I'm in Kansas City. And she tweeted not like 20 minutes ago, nobody wants tickets? Like, fuck you guys. Like, nobody knows who the hell she is. She's literally handing them out and everybody's clueless.
And Tanya, I think, is very marketable. She is hilarious. Everybody, I mean, she's such a funny...
I know.
Man, you should put me in charge of it.
I've known her since she was in college. Like, I competed with her in wrestling, and she has always been exactly the same. She's just wide open and exactly who she is. Really, she's the kind of girl that you just give her a microphone and she'll make waves. I mean, it's the truth. She's been that way since she was, like, a freaking teenager.
She made out with that ring girl after she won her last fight.
I know.
That should have been, the UFC should have tweeted that out. That should have been the most downloaded. That should be one of those gifts that you could actually, like, choose as, like, how you want to express yourself on Twitter. That should be that, you know? It's just, I don't know. I don't think they're dropping the ball. And it sucks because I think that the girls deserve better. You know, I think that you girls work really hard, and I think that I would like to see the girls better paid, and I'd like to see more eyeballs on it. I know that I hate performing in front of three people, and I do it all the time. And I think that, you know, when you're as talented as these girls are, you know, people should know it. That's just my two cents. You know,
you're preaching to the choir, dude. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. So okay. So we got to get you a fight. So Juliana Pena is going to be pissed because I like Juliana, but she wants a title shot next. You think she should get a title shot next?
I mean, that's something that's really up to UFC because they don't design title shots. They design title shots also for marketing in mind, you know? So, like, it really is, like, what it's going to sell. It's not just, you know, exactly who has earned it. I think there's a very solid case for her or Valentina. Like, I really think that. So, it's really hard to tell. I mean, if she does get the title shot, I'll say, you know, good for you. You know, you fought well. Like, the reason why I want to fight these girls is because they both fought well in their last fight. That's why I want to fight them. But that also does put them in line to fight for the title.
Nice.
I mean, like, so I agree with that. If they choose either one, I think it's a good choice. Those girls have earned it.
Now, my fiance wants sex all the time. Like sometimes twice a night.
Oh, you poor thing.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't mind it. No, I think it's great. I mean, I'm a lot older. I'm 38. She's 25. How old are you? The 34?
35.
Now, are you that way, though, when you're in a relationship? You want at least, like, eight times a week?
I'm passionate about, like, everything that I do, so I don't know exactly what number it is, but
it's between.
It's definitely something that's important in a relationship.
So you're talking about like between 11 and 14 times a week?
However much I want it.
Wow.
That's how much I want it.
Now, let's say your boyfriend's tired. Like, can he get out of it, or you just kind of hold him down?
No, I let him be lazy.
Oh, you let him just lay there, and then you do all the work?
That's fine with me if I'm the one that wants it.
God, wow. I'm telling you, you should have you on the. All right, so he just lays there, and because you're I mean, your strength, your grip strength must be like, oh, you just grab the penis and it just gets hard, right?
I have no idea, but I'm just saying that I've never had to force anybody. You can coax them into it easily.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have to take by force.
That's true. I
it's
like
guys.
It. Yeah. All right. So wait. So okay. So if you're coaxing a guy, like, what do you say? Like, hey, I was an Olympian. Like,
I'm a female. Females don't have to say anything to come onto a guy or hit on a guy or have a line. I could say peanut butter makes me gassy, and he'd be ready to go. Like, it's a guy. Like, there's no. You guys have to do work and really do. You know, put some effort into it. Maybe give a massage and stuff like that. I, like, look at them the right way, and they're like, right now? I'm like, hey, just go to the room, or, you know, keep your pants on for 5 seconds.
Wow.
That's what it's like with guys.
Wow.
You don't understand
these
that
pretzels
are
making me thirsty.
I like the peanut butter makes me gassy line. Say that again 4 times. And like, that's hilarious. I can't believe you say peanut butter makes me...
I'm pretty sure your girlfriend could say it to you and you'd still be down.
100%.
You'd be like, oh,
absolutely.
That's so hot, baby.
Yes, that's true.
I'll wear peanut butter all over you.
Wow. Damn. Why are you single? This is something very strange about this equation here. Something's going on here. Something's not aligning up, but I like
it's a choice, you know? Like, when I want to be with somebody, I'll choose to be, and right now I'm just having fun.
I like that. But yeah, but you're not a girl. I mean, it takes you a while to put out. You're not like a 3-date girl, right? You're like at least a month.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's worse than that. I totally, like, I'm more, you would not believe it, but I'm more of a hopeless romantic. Like, you ain't getting shit unless you're in love with me.
Wow.
I'm in love with you.
Wow.
It ain't happening.
Wow.
But if you're in love with me, it's game on. But if you're not, yeah, I don't fuck with, sorry if I just cussed.
No, no.
With, you know, like, with boys. I like men, so.
So how many guys say they love you on the first date?
Well, they don't know this until a little bit further in. But I'm just like, you know. And I'm super cool about it. I've even, like, when I've gone out after wrestling tournaments or fights, I'm like, listen, if you're trying to get laid, you're barking up the wrong tree. I'll point you in the right direction. You know, I won't even take offense to it. But don't keep putting in time, talking and joking around with me, thinking that it's an investment into getting laid, because it's really not going to happen.
Right.
But I grew up around guys. I know, like, they want to go out and have fun and stuff like that. I'm like, unless you actually like joking around, you should really invest over in that direction where the girls are wearing less.
So you've been with two guys your whole life?
Have I what?
You've only slept with about two guys in your whole life.
No. No, it's been more, like, but not very many.
There's your ex-husband, your ex-boyfriend, and Jordan Burroughs.
I'm quality rather than quantity. Huh?
So it was your ex-husband, your ex-boyfriend, and Jordan Burroughs?
No, I've never been with Jordan Burroughs.
Oh, okay. I was just, all right, I'm just trying
although
to...
Although the babies would be insane.
Oh,
be
God.
Real, let's be real here.
Yeah, really.
They would come out and double like the doctor.
They really should. No, that would be awesome. That would be amazing.
Yeah, the genetics and that freaking offspring, holy crap.
Oh, yeah, the kid would come out with a wrestling singlet. He would come out with cauliflower ear. The baby would be born with cauliflower ear. Well, I love it. I love it. Well, listen, Sarah, you're amazing. I love talking to you. I love watching you fight. You're an amazing person. You're a sweetheart. I didn't realize how horny you were. But this is...
What?
I'm just kidding. I just threw that in. It was really, really great having you on the show. And have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. That was Sarah McMahon.
I think we have a new front runner for Miss MMA Roast.
Yeah, she's great. Isn't she great? And she's just...
And she seems like not like that at all. Like, if you meet her, you see her fight, you hear her interviews, and then you, like, actually ask her the questions. Like, the first time we had her on that I was on the show,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, no, this isn't going to go well. And then she just plays along, and you're like, okay, she's fucking awesome.
She's a woman. She's a grown, mature, sexy, great woman. She's cool.
Where does she live?
she lives in I think Virginia, or I think like, or I think, I don't know, I think she trains out, I know she trains out in South Carolina. I think she lives in South Carolina.
Speaking of which, by the way, I want to correct myself. Jodi Escobedo's fighting tomorrow night is not out of
Henderson's camp.
Henderson's, yeah, she's out of Greg Jackson's camp, and she's Keith Jardine's girlfriend.
Oh wow,
that was the one that was on the show. I mixed her up with Ashley Yoder.
That's pretty awesome. Okay, I like Keith Jardine. He's the Dean of Mean. He's a badass. Yeah, so yeah, there's a lot of good fights this weekend. I'm excited to watch. You know, it's just, you know, we got so spoiled with UFC 200. But at the same time, look, UFC 200, everyone said it was boring. It didn't deliver.
I thought it delivered like crazy.
You
and
thought
I
it
hated
did, but
going
a lot of people were saying it didn't deliver. A fight like this, you know, a fight card like this, you know, where you have guys like Benoit versus Serrano, Graves versus Velikovic. I don't know who these people are. Well, but like, this is one of those things. Anthony Hamilton, he either gets knocked out or knocks someone out. Ross Pearson versus Masvidal. Like, I got Ed Herman, another guy who either gets knocked out or knocks people out. You know that this is going to deliver based on the matchups. Not the most known people, but it's going to be exciting. By the way, Smelino Rama, who we've had on the show a couple times, my buddy from Calgary, made it to the U.S. He's been training at Greg Jackson's.
Nice.
And today, the post picture of him and John Jones rolling today.
Sweet.
So,
isn't he in WSOF?
Yeah.
Didn't he fight for the heavyweight title?
Yeah, he was a champion.
He won the championship.
He beat Steve Mako in MMA. Only lost to Mako's thing. And then he lost his last fight to that guy that... But he like tore his collarbone during the fight or something.
Blagoj Ivanov or something.
Yeah. He like lost to him. But Smolino's he's a fucking hilarious dude. I was in his car. He was doing 190 miles an hour in Canada. he's a crazy dude. So, but it's cool to see him rolling with John Jones. That's pretty awesome.
What kind of rolling? Ecstasy or
jiu-jitsu? Those two should not be together. Actually, now that I think about it, that's probably the last guy that John Jones needs to be around right now, and that Smolino needs to be around.
They both share a girlfriend named Molly.
The fact that they found each other is not... It's like, shit. I think that dude was like not allowed in three different countries, Smolino. I think he got banned from Canada, banned from Greece, and banned from somewhere else, and then somehow found his way to not only Jackson's but John Jones.
And yet they let Mayhem in Italy. So how is this world working?
He got arrested again, but he's out. I know he's out because he comments on my Facebook.
Well, that's good, unless it's Horwich taking over.
Yeah, no, because I know it's him because he writes like, me and my girlfriend, he'll be like, yuck, or something. Or something Mayhem would write. But not yuck. He's like, oh, so cute. I like Mayhem. I mean, I'll always like Mayhem. I just wish that he would... consistently, you know, train and not be in trouble and yada, yada, yada. You know my thoughts on that. So I'm predicting that Tyron Woodley will beat Robbie Lawler. You heard it here first. I'm predicting that Kowalczyk will beat Namajunas. You heard it here first. And Ellenberger will beat Brown. I might put a 3-5 parlay. Now, could I do it on your odds makers or no?
It's fivedimes.com.
Five dimes, you guys? Is that legal?
That's our sponsor. Yes.
I always worry though that I'm gonna make a crazy parlay. Like I'll put $50 on those three, I'll win, and then they'll say, "Oh, your bet didn't go through" or something. Has that ever happened to you?
No, I've cashed out a bunch of times
on parlays.
Yeah,
on fivedimes.com.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, pretty much a few days before almost the last several UFC events, Gabe and I talked back and forth on Facebook about what we think is going to happen over the weekend.
And is Gabe usually right?
Yeah. I honestly don't remember what we picked, but we're on the same page.
All right, so do we like Rivera or Perez? CB.
I think Cisco.
Cisco Rivera's going to win. Bicoito. Do we like Krylov or Herman?
Nikita Krylov, Al Capone, baby.
Now, who do, Krylov has his last couple fights beat who? I got it right here. The Miner from Ukraine. I know that Herman lost to Brunson, right? Didn't he get like
he got knocked out, but he's coming off a win over Tim Boach. He knocked him out in the first round.
He knocked out Tim Boach, who looked good in his last fight. Tim Boach, I was shocked.
Yeah, against Saman, we watched that here. That shit was crazy.
So Krylov is coming off a win over Barroso. He beat
I know he got a Von Flucho.
De Lima,
Nedkov.
He beat Nedkov. He beat Cody Donovan.
Wait, he beat Marcos Ogirio de Lima.
Yeah, he beat him until he choked him out.
Nice.
One round. He lost to OSP by submission. In one round.
That was the Von Flucho.
But he beat Walt Harris. He lost, and he lost to Soa the Hulk. I don't know. I think he beats Ed Herman.
And Ed Herman's at 205 now.
What are the odds on that one?
Krylov is a minus 220 favorite. Ed Herman is plus 180.
That's a big favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was actually a lot closer yesterday, but money's been coming in on the Russian.
Now, who's the Polish? Anthony Hamilton, who actually knocked out Smolino. Talk about Smolino. I watched that fight. One of the worst head kicks I've ever seen. Hamilton's a guy that, like, always beats the guys. I think he's going to – loses to the guys and he's going to win, beats the guys. He's one of those dudes that I think when he thinks he's going to win, he loses. And when he thinks he's going to lose, he wins. He lost to Shamil
– Abdurakhimov?
Yeah. Is he good, that guy?
He's had two fights. He's 1-1.
He lost to... He beat Daniel...
Omiyanchik?
Yes. Is he good?
That's the dude that fought when we were watching it here.
He just beat... Alex Olenek, yeah.
He lost to Todd Duffy by one round. He beat Ruan Potts, who...
That's not much of a...
Yeah. And then he lost to Olenek.
Alexi Olenek?
Yeah.
Okay, so MMA math is a bitch on that one.
For Hamilton? Yeah, right.
Omelanchuk beat Olenek, and Olenek lost to Hamilton. But Hamilton beat.
But Damian Grabowski.
Damian's only had one fight in the UFC. It was at Hendricks Thompson.
He lost to Derek Lewis.
Derek Lewis beat the fuck out of him.
Oh, okay.
It was nasty, dude.
So we like Hamilton in this fight?
I'd pick Anthony Hamilton.
I edge towards him, but I wouldn't bet on any of them either.
What's the odds?
Hamilton is minus 135 and Grabowski is plus 115.
Oh, this one's pretty close.
If I were to bet on that fight, I'd go with the over 1.5 rounds. I think it's going to go over.
That's way too. Come on, we're getting too specific. Wait. You think two guys that get that every one of their fights, either they won in one round or lost in one round, is going to go over 1.5?
No, but Hamilton goes to the decision a lot.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, listen. So that's that. Any other MMA news?
You got Gegard Mousasi versus Vitor Belfort on the Henderson Bisping card in England.
First of all, why Henderson versus Bisping makes no sense.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. That's a joke. As much as I like Dan Henderson, you know, this should be the number one guy gets the title shot.
Well, Sarah McMahon just said it. You know, a lot of the rankings don't determine title shot. They look at the money.
Of course, really?
I'm just repeating what she said.
All right, so
you know, I don't know. I love Jacare. I thought he deserved it, but maybe they don't think that Jacare Bisping is the sell, and they want, you know, something else to happen.
Weird.
But if you know, the question I have with that one before we get to Gegard and Vitor is: so Henderson wins, hypothetically speaking, he drops the belt, vacates it, retires, technically champion. What the hell's next for Bisping?
He's not doing that.
He said win or lose, he's done.
He's full of shit.
So what? But hypothetically speaking, if Henderson wins and he drops
it, if he knocks out Bisping, you damn right he's fighting again.
No, but I'm talking about Bisping after.
Oh, what happens to Bisping?
What happens to Bisping after if he loses to Hendo? Hendo's the new champ, and let's say Hendo is telling the truth and vacates and retires. Does Bisping get the shot?
They have a tournament. Some kind of a four-round. Honestly, they have
a four-man between Jacare, Weidman, Rockhold, and Bisping.
Yes.
And
maybe Romero is the wild card in that tournament. I mean, that's what they should. They should have the Ultimate Fighter 185 division, and have them all live in a house.
Got Brunson in Uriah Hall now.
Yeah, so but Uriah Hall. I wouldn't put Uriah Hall up there. He loses.
No, but I think Brunson can beat him, and Brunson's doing very well. You know.
Yeah.
It's a tough spot to be in if Hendo does win and he drops the belt and retires. It's like, dude, what the fuck?
He's not going
to
do that. I don't look. There's no way. I sat next to his grand. He's got like 37 grandkids.
Well, he's got like doesn't he have like three wives?
He's got
him and Randy are competing for most.
I mean,
Ric Flair's in there too.
His next wife hasn't even been born yet. There's no way he's going to do that. I like Dan Henderson, but that's not happening. He's not knocking out Bisping in one round or two rounds or five rounds and retiring. He's the guy's 75 years old. Okay, he's just, I don't see it happening. But yeah, that is weird.
But yeah, very Gegard good and Vitor.
I got to go with Mousasi in this one.
I'm not betting against Mousasi again.
Yeah, I think if this was 5 years ago, TRT Belfort. TRT Vitor Belfort beats the entire division with one hand. I mean, he was running through everybody.
Dude, he beat Rockhold. He beat Bisping. TRT Tor.
TRT Vitor Belfort was a video game character. But this new Vitor Belfort, not the same.
Spam spinning head kicks, bro.
Yeah, that's not the same. Although, who did he win? He fought someone recently. Who was his last one against?
Vitor's last one?
Yeah.
Jacare, he got knocked out.
Oh, he got knocked out?
TKO first round.
First round by Jacare? Yeah. It's different.
Which is the same one. Which is the same mount that Weidman beat him.
And now, is this fight in, where's this fight going to be?
Manchester.
Manchester. UFC 204.
What other news we got? Come on.
Chad Mendes with fucking psoriasis cream.
Someone said it was pimple
HGH.
Cream. That's what Dana Unleashed said.
That's what he said today.
It was Mendes. Pimple cream?
No, it was, he has psoriasis.
Now, what exactly is psoriasis?
I don't fucking know.
Isn't that
know.
You get like itches and stuff? You know what psoriasis is?
I have no idea what psoriasis is.
I think it's like, isn't it like a bone related thing?
I don't know.
For some reason, I think it's psoriasis of like the liver or something.
Well, he was
saying
people thought it was ringworm his whole life. It wasn't ringworm. He put it on. He's been using it his whole life. And now he just finally got popped for it. If that's true, I think he'll get an exemption, right? All he has to do, I guess, from what I've heard from the underground threads.
Because those are reliable.
That all he has to do is...
We've got real good sources on that one.
By the way, speaking of which, I was going to read this today, but Greg was here. I was so pissed. I was going to save it. Somebody wrote, seriously, Greg Wilson, MMA Roasted again? Come on, Adam. Third episode on that fucking... On the trot. I don't know what that means. The guy makes your podcast unlistenable. Cue loud fake laugh a la Greg. Right?
Just turn your volume down.
First of all, I love Greg Wilson. I couldn't wait to read this when he was here, but I'm sure he would laugh at this. So why not go full retard and fetch Schaub on board too? That should really hammer those final nails in the coffin. I'm sure he's a great friend, but for fuck's sake, that's what somebody said. Listen, Sandstorm.
He's very, very passionate about
hating. Thank you for
Greg
listening,
Wilson.
Sandstorm. There was no Greg today. He's grown on me for sure. So that's the guy next to us. Then Rudy, who won his first fight. Rudy, congratulations, Rudy. He's won his first pro fight. He goes, he is funny. OP is a faggot. That's an original poster.
All right. Well, that puts things into perspective then, doesn't it?
So then Sonin E. Diaz Brothers writes, the worst part about that asshole is he calls himself the Greg Wilson. Motherfucker, what? Right? And then Garot, who is a friend of mine, Jerry, who I went to the fights with, the Invicta fights, really normal guy, somewhat. Really, really good guy. He wrote, he actually gave me a standing ovation in my first show, him and his buddy in Orange County. He goes, hey, it's the Greg Wilson. Show some respect. With that. All right. So
put
then
some respect on my name.
And then Diz de Iridium of the Night writes, I like when he roasts CB, though. Me too, buddy.
I like it, too. You know what? We have a good time. I was going to tell you earlier, I've been listening to a lot of like the prior episodes.
Yeah.
And I will still say my favorite one is Me, You, and Andor's. That's one of my favorite. Yeah. But like the last one last week when I came back and it was me, Greg, you, that was fucking, I laughed my ass off at him ripping me a new asshole.
He's so damn funny. So I was at OC Mikey got wrestle fucked by DC writes, go fuck yourself, OP. Greg's awesome. He brings some fucking personality to the show, which I think is a dig on me. But okay,
yeah,
all right.
We don't have personality. between you, me, Bubba, I mean.
So then Big Train 2681 writes, totally agree. If that unbearable dickhead's on, I ain't downloading. There's a comma there, but all right. Fucking oxygen thief. Oxygen thief.
Stealing oxygen.
And then Shan the Man, I love Shansky. He's a good dude. Really good dude. He goes, I think maybe not every episode, but I like him here and there. He gives CB a ton of shit, and it's funny. And then Honesty writes, as long as he doesn't do that Cheaty McGregor rotation, it's all good. I disagree. That's one of my
favorite
parts.
You know what? I love it. I think it's hilarious. And I like, now that we're incorporating it with interviews, like Ellenberger's like, do you want to fucking die? I was on the floor. That's hilarious.
And then Dexter 2K writes, I think he's hilarious. I missed him when he was gone. Chicago Tom writes, I used to not enjoy him, but that dude says the first thing that comes to his mind, and it's usually inappropriate. I enjoy him back. I was also going through the podcast feed recently, and god damn, this podcast has awesome guests through the years. Thank you. It constantly delivers. Pound for pound, best MMA podcast. Thank you, Chicago Tom. Appreciate that. And then Dexter writes, I agree. I'm always pumped when a new one comes out. And then
suck it, Fighter and the Kid.
And then Donkey Biscuit writes, although his he laugh bugs me, I love it when he starts ripping into CB, especially when CB's acting like a poopy pants. You're a poopy pants. Why did that make me laugh?
That could be like the greatest insult, because most people are like, he's a fucking faggot, he's an asshole. Poopy pants, that's my new favorite. Yeah. I love it. Thank you, guys.
And then the Sandstorm wrote back at Rudy, this says more about you than it does about me, you little preteen bitch. And then he goes, that he starts reciting, he got mad. He goes, go fuck myself for having an opinion, you fucking retard. If you don't agree, just say you, so you illiterate cunt. So this guy is very, this guy just must walk around all day pissed off.
I wish we had like a fucking billionaire like sponsor that could fly certain guys like together, and we get to watch and have like either a presser or a fight or something. Because, you know, you always talk about, you know, keyboard warriors, and I beat that fool's ass. But it's like the end of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
When they go
where they fly around and they beat the fuck out of everybody.
I was in that video, right? Jay and Silent Bob, Stroke 9 made a video. Anybody want to kick some ass?
Yeah, that was on the soundtrack. I love that song.
I was in the video. I was in this boy band that he beats up. And it was supposed to air the day of 9/11, then 9/11 happens, and there's no more videos, and then they changed the whole video after that to like make it to some other video. But I was actually in that video.
I like
that
song.
So then he writes, I love MMA Roasted. Thanks, Sandstorm. Adam, CB, and Bubba. It's just Greg I don't like, right? And then Shan writes, to be fair, OP is always a faggot. It's written in the UG rules. So I guess original poster is always that. And then he writes, Rudy writes, I'll come right down your throat, bitch.
Wow. This got very violent and sexual super fast.
And then shut the fuck up, Donnie writes, I think Greg is funny. His MMA insight isn't the best. Oh, really?
He's still arguing that Mir beat Brock with a fucking heel hook.
But I like what he brings to the show. I like the new comedian in the last episode, too. Oh, you guys, look at you, Gabe.
Respect.
Better than having CB's negative and biased attitude there. You're negative and biased.
Negative and biased.
So then, and then someone writes, "Don't you dare talk about Bubba Jenks." And then at Best Episodes were with Hanach. I love having Hanach. I'm going to have him on soon. Both Greg and Bubba are great co-hosts. I ain't so broke. I tipped those guys. Thanks, Jack Wilshire. And then it goes on. I love Gray minus Connor impression. It's bad. Greg is great as long as he doesn't talk politics. Bubba's great as long as he doesn't talk.
Dude, that fucking, that whole political thing a few episodes ago, that was hilarious. So, it was like 20 minutes of like just banter back and forth about random pot. We're like, now back to the MMA roasted.
Oh, God. Yeah, but hey, listen, people that make threads about our show, thank you for that. That's actually, it makes my day when I see that
we get a lot of, like, talk.
And I like it. It's funny. You know, it's really, really funny. And, like, those, we'll actually read them. You guys make these threads, we'll read them. I don't know, but that, you know, it's just funny. So, anyway, I think that's our podcast today.
Well, real quick, speaking of MMA news and speaking of one of our co-hosts, Bubba's fighting in Anaheim, so we all get to go.
Yes, he is.
Let's plug him for free tickets.
Yeah, I know.
Shit, I already bought mine.
Really? You bought him already?
Not yet, but I am going to. I am definitely going to buy floor seats to that fight.
And it's Ben Henderson, right?
Ben Henderson, Patricio Pitbull.
Makes
you got
no
Bubba
sense.
And Georgie. You got Sayad Awad, Derek Anderson. You got Kimbo's son debuting. You got
AJ McKee versus Henry Corrales.
AJ McKee.
I heard Corrales good, right?
Yeah. Coming off two losses, though.
Oh.
Daniel Strauss and Pitbull. Like, so.
It's a big test for AJ, but I think AJ can pull it off.
Wow. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, I remember Antonio McGee senior fighting.
Yeah. It was not that long ago.
No.
He was in the UFC not that long ago, but then he had a bad skid.
He was always that guy that, like, won boring decisions and then never got.
I think he's another guy they cut after one loss, right? I think Jacob Volkman beat him and then.
He never got the respect he deserves as a fighter.
They were touting him as, like, the next big thing before he came in because I think he was in MFC.
He was a champion.
He was a champion,
right?
And everybody's like, watch out for Antonio McKee, watch out for Antonio McKee, and then.
Well, I mean, you know, I wonder how many guys there are like that. I mean, look, I remember being at the gym and training with Eric Bradley. This kid was took second in the nation for Penn State. He ended up going to jail with Pat Cummings for, like, raiding dorm rooms at Penn State. And then he went on that, like, that show, that Bellator show, like Fight Master.
Oh, Fight Master.
And this guy at the gym, you're rolling with him. I'm like, this dude, I mean, I remember wrestling with this guy going, there's nothing I can do against this guy. Like,
Mike Pyle type of guy.
And I never had that experience wrestling with somebody. And I was like, holy shit, this dude is amazing. And, you know, you look up Eric Bradley, I think his record's like 4-2 or something. I don't think he's fought in 4 or 5 years. It's kind of just, that's it. You wonder how many guys there are out there that, like, oh, man. I mean, Smolino is a perfect example. When Smolino beat Mako, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, Steve Mako in the wrestling world is an Olympian. You know, and Smolino beat him. His like, fourth fight. And yeah, granted, he lost the next couple fights, but then he had the law, legal problems, and yada, yada. Now he's with John Jones, which is good or bad. I'm sure training with the best guy in the world is never a bad thing.
Did you see what DC said about that whole thing?
What?
About John Jones?
What'd he say?
He goes, the winner of Glover Rumble is the one I want next. I'm not worried about John Jones anymore. I'm like, I mean, right now, yeah, because he's got to worry about his suspension and whatever. But, like, I wouldn't set him out of your mind just
yet. Dana said he won't pick up the phone and talk to John Jones.
Well, he said that right when it happened. He's like,
no, he said it again yesterday.
I won't speak to him.
So, I mean, look, let's say Jones gets suspended for 2 years, right?
It's a long time.
And you know he's not going to fight right when it's over to 2 years suspension.
Yeah, title landscape is going to be a bitch.
And he's going to be 2 years older, and the UFC might send a message and just say, listen, he cost them a lot of money.
He cost himself a lot of money.
He almost cost him a sale of $4.1 billion, probably. I mean, who knows? I mean, that really he really fucked the UFC. He fucked himself more. Yeah, the UFC.
Yeah, definitely.
The UFC will be okay.
This ain't his first time, you know.
And you know how Dana is with, like, he's not exactly the most rational, calm guy. He's not the kind of guy. I mean, you cross him once, twice, he forgives, but he doesn't forget.
There's a few that he'll never forgive and never forget, and they're headlining Bellator cards right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look at Randy. I mean,
dude, and what happened to Ryan because of it.
Yeah,
you know, and a guy like Tito, and there's other guys that you like. He has it out for you. You're never seeing anything remotely close to the UFC.
Yeah,
Like, Randy couldn't even corner his own son.
Right.
Like, they gave him bad matchups, too, and just got him out of there.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, you know, in their defense, I mean, what, Ross Pearson?
They
threw
him in there with Ross, and I think...
Yeah, but those are guys... I mean, they didn't throw him with the champ.
Yeah, but...
okay, fine, but you know what?
And they were both, like, huge favorites against him, too.
Right. But on the UFC thing, if you can't beat Ross Pearson and Ally Aquinta, maybe you shouldn't be in the UFC. Maybe you should, but I'm saying if it's not close, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe, right?
I'm just thinking of a name that's going back and forth with Aquinta right now. That you're like, if you can't beat Aquinta, you don't belong in the UFC.
No, I'm not saying.
No, I know. No, I agree with you, but like Gabe said, stylistically, Ryan's a ground guy. He's not like his dad, where he's versatile.
Ryan beat Connor Hune, and Ryan not only beat him, stopped him. Stop Connor Hune.
Did Connor Hune lose to KJ?
He won a controversial decision.
Connor Hune is a guy that I know that was like one of my best friends who fought Masvidal, almost beat Masvidal, almost beat KJ Nunes.
He fought a lot of big men.
I mean, he was a tough, tough guy, Connor Hune, and he could have been in the UFC. And Ryan dominated him. So I'm not saying Ryan's a bad fighter. He's a very good fighter. He's got some great Bellator wins. He's got a win over Dakota Cochran, who's a tough guy. He's got some other big wins. I'm just saying. Look, I'm not saying...
They threw him in with strikers.
Did Ryan belong in the UFC? Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But this whole thing of, well, they gave me bad matchups, to, like fighters saying that, you know what? That's...
Yeah, you are right.
That's kind of your... it's like me saying...
It's a cop-out.
That's what I was saying, me saying as a comic, oh, I had to follow this guy, or I had to follow that guy, or the crowd sucked, or this fuck... Look, the bottom line is, if I'm headlining, and a feature blows me out... And that happens twice. Maybe I shouldn't be headlining. Okay, maybe I'm not good enough to be a headliner.
I agree.
And that sucks that I have to deal with that. But that's why headliners bring their own features. I'm saying that like.
Don't you dare outdo me, motherfucker!
Or they tell features take it easy. Or I've seen headliners say don't curse. The features, or they say don't be too dirty, or they say don't talk about this, don't talk about that, or they say
like,
don't
fuck with the crowd,
don't do crowd work. And my whole thing, like, it's funny. Sometimes, like, if a black comic asks me, "Hey man, anything I can't do?" I go, "Don't do any black jokes." They're like, what? I'm like, "No, I'm fucking with you, man." I just like seeing,
that was my whole set.
Yeah, I just like seeing their faces, or like if a fat comic, anything, don't make any fat jokes. Huh? What? I'm like, no, I'm kidding. Do whatever fuck. But here's what I'm saying. It's like as a head. Liner, you should be able to follow anybody. Now I understand because I've been in that situation where there are guys that like fucking have better sets than me as a headliner, and it sucks. And there are clubs I can't go back to, but those are the breaks. Yeah, anyway, so that's what I'm saying with Ryan. Like, as much as it sucks, I think that Randy should have been able to corner him. That's complete. I mean, because there are guys that had like blowouts with the guy, and they're still allowed to corner. I mean, Jake Shields is allowed to corner. The Diaz brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, what's the name? Gilbert corner when he was on Bust of Steroids, wasn't he? Still a corner?
Yeah, they were both in Nate's corner.
You're both in Nate's corner. Yeah. You got
Yet
a guy.
They wouldn't let Hector corner Valerie Letourneau, and he was suspended, so that's weird.
That's weird, also. Yeah, a lot of weird shit going on. Anyway, listen, if you liked our podcast, tip us on Tip a Fighter. TipAfighter.com. Tip a Fighter. Upcoming tour schedule. Listen, people, I'm getting ACL surgery next week, so that's not part of my tour. But every Tuesday night, I'm at the Dime Bar in Hollywood.
You guys got to come out. Dime Bar is awesome. I've been there almost every week since it started.
Thank you.
There's a lot of great comics, a lot of fun, and it's free. How could you turn down free?
Love it. Love it. Thank you. At the LA Comedy Club in Las Vegas, August 15th to 21st. I'm at Naples, Florida, Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples. It's a great club, seafood restaurant. It's awesome. Cedar Rapids, Iowa, September 9th and 10th. That Wednesday before, I will be in Dubuque or Des Moines. I think I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, at Penguins Comedy Club in Des Moines. Tennessee, the Chattanooga Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, October 13th to the 16th. Scottsdale, the House of Comedy. November 3rd to the 6th in Scottsdale, Arizona. Now, also in New York. When's the UFC come to New York?
UFC 205. I think it's November.
November what?
15, I think.
November 15?
Or 14, 15, something
so,
like that.
So that week before, I'll be in New York. I'll be in the Cutting Room, which is a really, really cool club.
I'll be there too.
Really?
I'm planning on being in New York that week. So,
all right. Yeah. So I'll be at the Cutting Room. Gabe, you want to open up on the show?
Hell yeah.
All right. Cool. So I'll be with Gabe.
Don't be funny because you can't fuck Adam over.
Yeah, no crowd work. The Cutting Room in New York City. I will be there that Friday before. It's a nice upscale cool club. Chris Noth from Sex and the City. Mr. Big from Sex and the City. He owns it. And then I will be in New Jersey, in Princeton, New Jersey, I think the Thursday before, at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton. And then I'm going to be at the Funny Bone in Cincinnati, Ohio, November 25th to the 27th. Edmonton Comic Strip, January 4th to the 8th. House of Comedy, January 11th to the 15th. Listen, people, thank you so much. Thank you, Sarah McMahon, for coming on the show. Next week, we're going to have two more shows on Tuesday, and I think Thursday, I'll be Vicodin out of my fucking ass, okay?
That could be very interesting. I think I'm looking forward to that.
I'm going
to
be sounding like you. All right, so listen, guys, thanks so much for listening to the show, and have a great week.